Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
St. Louis Conservative. But don't give a f***.
5:35 in the morning. This is when we always focus on somebody out there on social media doing something great. Wednesdays is our Warrior Women Wednesdays, where we find a female out there who's just a voice in the wilderness and fighting the good fight. Good conservative women. There's thousands of them out there on social media. But actually, you know where I'm turning today for my warrior woman? Hollywood.
No kidding.
Yes.
I've been in love with this woman for a long time.
This is a fabulous, fabulous tirade she goes in. I don't know if you saw, but last week, something like 3,000 Hollywood producers, writers, actors all signed a petition that got sent to the White House about stop supporting Israel. You know, this whole Palestinian, you know, people are suffering because of Israel's genocide.
Wait a minute. I thought the Jews controlled Hollywood. Isn't that what they tell you all the time?
Yeah, that's what everybody tells you. Well, it was a complete Hamas propaganda piece. And, folks, Patricia Heaton, God.
Everybody loves Patricia.
Patricia Heaton is a warrior. She is an unapologetic warrior. She went on Fox News and absolutely eviscerated this letter signed by all these people in Hollywood. Here is the exchange she had. It's outstanding. Listen to this.
So why did you feel the need to sign on to this letter?
Well, the original pledge that went out, I call the Hollywood Hamas pledge, because that pledge, signed by over 4,000 professionals, is a big old bucket of like Hamas propagandist slop. There's three very obvious lies right away in this original document. The first lie, the International Court of Justice ruled that Israel was committing genocide. That is a lie. The president of the ICJ went on the BBC and said, we did not find that Israel was causing a genocide. Lie number two, Israel is targeting civilians. How many times do we have to say this in the last 2 years that we've been going through this conflict? The IDF is the only army on the planet that regularly tells people when they're coming in, what they're doing by making phone calls, by texting people, and by dropping leaflets, and by giving them a way to get to safety. Right. It is Hamas who keeps their people there. Lie number three in this Hamas document. Israel's blocking aid to Gaza. It's a lie. Hamas is shooting aid workers. Hamas is stealing the aid. It is not Israel that's doing it. It's right. Hamas. Nowhere in this document do they say, release the hostages, have a ceasefire, and then Israel will stop having to defend itself. I don't understand how anyone could have signed on to that document.
Gotta love Patricia Heaton out there, a warrior taking on Hollywood head on. And you know, I'm sure this is greatly affecting her career.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't. I mean, hopefully she's made enough money, you know, in the past movies. She's been in some great movies. I'm hoping
she's okay.
She's okay. Yeah. And so she's just unapologetic, folks. She's out there fighting the good fight where most, even good conservatives in Hollywood, hide in the shadows, right? They are not willing to get out there. She's out there boldly saying, lie, 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 quit lying about this skirmish. And Hollywood just loves, you know, to take a position based on lies. They do it all the time on all kinds of different stuff. But this one, they've just taken to a new level, and Patricia Heaton felt obligated to get out there and fight it. Good for her. She is definitely our warrior Wednesday woman who is well-deserved because she, like you said, she's out there on other issues too, Mark. She's not afraid to go to the mat against the Hollywood elites.
I love it that she's got the guts to stand up to them. You know, she's right, though. The IDF does do that. I follow them on X, and the amount of information they put out, they would call and text people in certain buildings and let them know, Hamas is operating out of your roof. They just fired a rocket at us. We're going to retaliate. You have 20 minutes to get out.
Yep. And
they would warn people.
Yep.
And in some cases, they were nice enough to even give pagers to the members of Hezbollah. Did you remember that?
Nobody takes pagers anymore from Israel. They do not take pagers from Israel. But they do. They do alert them. You're right.
That was the best.
Oh my gosh!
False flag operation, or whatever you want to call it, that I've ever seen.
And the patience they had to, because they all these little bombs were sitting on all these terrorists for a year and a half. They had to wait for the perfect moment to do it, and it was
the Babylon Bee had a great one. It said Hezbollah has a new policy; they will no longer buy pagers from Herb Abramovitz Pager Emporium.
Just like,
you know, the years of planning that took. But
yeah.
For people to not realize, I'm always amazed at this when I see these comments on from Hollywood, from the liberal left in this country who buys into this lie that anybody's that Israel is somehow to blame. They still, like the Barack Obama administration, the Joe Biden administration would refer to the West Bank and these other things as occupied territories. They're not occupied territories. This is territory they won after they got attacked, and they kicked their enemy's ass back 10 miles and said, you know what? We're keeping this as a buffer zone. You attacked us. We're gonna allow settlements in this area. And it's been a point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Contingent since 1967. You know what? FAFO. If you didn't attack him in the first place, that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Dan, I got a good friend, Kevin, who I worked with at Channel 4 years ago. I don't know if your paths crossed or not. He got there after you left, I think. He worked for a charity. It was a charity in Jerusalem of Christians who were there serving Jews. It was Christians with food banks and helping people get jobs and all of this. And he lived in Jerusalem for, I don't know how long, 8 or 10 years. Invited me over there. I wanted to go. Never got a chance to go over and visit when he was living there. But he said, listen, you have to understand how different the environment is within Israel.
Yeah.
You'll walk into a square, and there's a Muslim Arab business right next door to a Jewish business. And in the park, the Jewish kids are in the park playing with the Muslim kids. He said it's a completely different environment. It's like a different world within the confines of Jerusalem. And then these crazy Palestinians sneak through the border and set off bombs and blow people up. And I mean, it's the insane factor within the radical Islam that causes the problem. It's not the Jews that are causing the problem. And when I hear that, I just want to throat punch somebody. I can't believe you're dumb enough to buy into this garbage that Israel got horribly attacked almost 3 years ago now, coming up on October 7th in just a few days. And you're still trying to blame the Jews who are fighting back after the horrible torture and babies being put into ovens and rapes and murders and hostages taken. The people that did that need to be rooted out and destroyed. I would be the one fully behind Bibi Netanyahu with what he's doing in Gaza. I'm sorry. That's how I feel about it. And if they strike some kind of peace deal and it ties Israel's hands and they get attacked again, I'm like, okay, the gloves are off. You go. You go. Because you can't deal with lunatics. You can't reason with them.
Yeah, it's... Try to put it in perspective by population mass. 1,300 people died on October 7th in that strike, not to mention the 300 people who were taken hostage. But that's 38,000 people by relation would have died on 9/11. Right? We lost 3,500, 4,000. But it would have been equal to 38,000 Americans dying in one day.
Right.
That's how big of a population loss it was for them. Young people just going to a festival, celebrating their faith. They were killed 100%. That was an act of genocide. Where's the outrage that they killed for their faith, period.
Yes. Yeah.
That was the only reason they died. Now, if that isn't genocide, I don't know what is.
Well, good for Patricia Heaton for calling them out.
Amen.
On that, because
that's right.
She's one of the few. You know, most of the actors, Robert Davos, I think is the guy's name. Isn't that the actor I'm thinking of? Robert Davi?
Yeah,
I've had him on the show before. I interviewed him at CPAC a couple of years ago, and he's been really involved with Angel Studios and some of these independent movie studios who are willing to employ these great actors and actresses who've been blacklisted in Hollywood just because they disagree with the left, the tolerant left, who's only tolerant if you agree with them. And now it's getting to the point where they'll kill you over it.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yep.
It's a dangerous environment in this country, what the lunatic left, the loony bin, has turned out. And a bunch of them are in Hollywood.
And they're controlling our movies. They're all of our creative content most entertainment venues is being controlled by that group. So, again, they find ways to weave their agenda into that content. If you're not aware, be aware.
Yep, it's true.
Yep.
Hey, by the way, did you see, we're going to talk about this next, did you see that Donald Trump is making Washington University great again? See that headline yesterday?
No.
All right, we're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned.
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.